Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Junior Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. And now, play ball. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Swan covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Durham reaches second base with a double. Buckner moves to third. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone takes first base on ball four. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buckner scores. Durham scores. Johnstone moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Bowa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. Bowa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins strikes out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowa hits a line drive into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buckner moves to third. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Durham steals second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buckner tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Durham steals third. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durham scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Pete Falcone now pitching. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Garden Hire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardenhire moves to second. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gardenhire moves to third. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gardenhire scores. Falcone moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Falcone moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive towards short. Gardenhire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentine moves to third. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valentine tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falcone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. Baylor scores. Staub moves to third. It's Cubs, 4, Mets, 4. Mike Proley now pitching. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodges is walked intentionally. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to home to get Staub. Valentine moves to third. Hodges moves to second. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Proley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Proley bunts towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Baylor covering, for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's 6-4, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns pinch hits for Pete Falcone. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Houseman now pitching. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats John Stone for the out. Durham moves to second. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Durham steals third. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-4, Cubs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Proley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Proley is 0 for 0 in the game. Proley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 4 in the game. Sandberg strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bauer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnstone hits a line drive towards first. Staub catches it and steps on first to double up Durham. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Tom Houseman. Lee Smith now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Foster strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.